Studio 360.
I'm a huge fan of the one Japanese movie company I've heard of, Studio Ghibli. They produce the animated films by Hayao Miyazaki. Those are the gorgeous, trippy, charming, one-of-a-kind fantasias like Princess Mononoke and My Neighbor Totoro and Spirited Away that are filled with children and magical creatures. Studio Ghibli's latest movie, The Red Turtle, does feature one magical animal and one secondary character as a kid, but otherwise, it's a radical departure. It's about a guy who is shipwrecked and washes up on a desert island. It doesn't look much like any of Studio Ghibli's other work, and it was directed by my guest, the filmmaker Michael Dudok DeWitt. He spent almost a decade making The Red Turtle, a film I completely loved and for which he's up for an Academy Award for Best Animated Film. Michael Dudok DeWitt, congratulations and welcome to America and to Studio 360.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So I understand this movie did not come to be by you hustling for the job and begging Studio Ghibli, the way movies often come to pass.
Yeah, the other way around. I mean, the most unexpected email you can imagine, a studio that you admire a lot. And they send me a letter saying, let's work together. Have you thought of making a feature-length film? Because we like your short films, especially one called Father and Daughter.
Which, until this film, is what you were most famous for.
Yes, yes. It won an Oscar. Yeah. That helps.
Yeah.
And they said, if you want to propose a story for a feature film, we would be interested to produce it. And we can't promise anything. We will just try it. It will be completely new direction for us to work with a non-Japanese director.
They had never done that before.
Exactly.
So as soon as you got this invitation, you, my God, I'm flattered and I have to figure out what this should be. There was no like, ooh, I'm scared or anything?
No, my first question was, okay, I'm going to say yes, but I'm also... I must have some seed, something to start with. And I did. I had a seed of a story. It was not the story, but there was something that I could start with.
What was the seed as it existed then?
The seed was very simply the very famous theme of a castaway on a desert island. And I knew that I wanted the castaway to stay there, not to...
Be rescued?
Not to be rescued and finish the end of the story in another country, but that it would be a man and he would stay there and it would be a love affair as well.
And so, turtles. Why turtles?
Why turtles? At some point when I wrote the story, I thought it needs a mysterious sea creature. And shark is out of question.
Yeah.
It came very quickly to a large red marine turtle. And
are there red marine? That's a real thing?
They're brownish turtles.
Okay.
But in this film, it has a red color, which is unreal.
Right.
And it just felt so right straight away. Later, I realized why. Because marine turtles are actually, they're much loved because they're peaceful creatures. They're solitary. They disappear into infinity because they swim for thousands of miles and stay away for sometimes several years before returning to the beach. They've got arms and legs, they can breathe. They give the impression to be immortal,
right.
which suits the story.
And they do live a long time.
They do live a very long time, yes. And same time, they're not cute. They're not deer or horses. They're reptiles with a fierce expression, with a beak.
But cute. So it's hard to discuss this film without revealing at least one big plot turn. So, listeners, here comes a spoiler. When this castaway guy tries to escape, he is thwarted by this huge red turtle, which eventually and mysteriously turns into this red-haired woman. We never know, and I'm wondering what you imagine the turtle slash woman is doing when she stops him from leaving. What is that about?
Yes, I understand the question very well. And the film consciously plays with the fact that it can be interpreted different ways.
But is it about, is it an allegory about human love and relationships in some way? Like, oh, don't leave, I love you, but, you know, no, I have to leave. You know, is it that?
It's that, and it's... it's also one of the main messages. Well, I wouldn't call it message, but the main things you feel when you see the film is my awe for nature, my deep, deep, deep awe for nature. Uh-huh. And not just lovely rabbits and lovely sunsets.
But tsunamis.
But tsunamis, exactly. Yeah. All nature, rain. Yeah. And that includes just the beauty of the way light falls, and it includes death also. And the woman in the film represents nature big time. She is totally nature.
Yeah. And in the end, the film has essentially no dialogue. People make human sounds, but there's no speaking.
Yeah, it just feels that the people can talk, but on the moment we see them on the screen, they're just moments when they don't talk.
Right.
But it doesn't feel like the dialogue is kind of pulled out with lots of effort.
Well, the fact that they don't talk also adds to the sense of this is kind of a fable. There is some magic going on here.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Japanese animation, beyond Studio Ghibli, is known for styles that have a kinship to yours. But Miyazaki, the great Studio Ghibli director, does a lot of close-ups on people's faces and shows their expressions. Yes. That doesn't interest you as much, I guess.
Exactly. I've used close-ups in some commercials I did, and they have their place. But generally, I find animated close-ups often quite not very comfortable, because basically our faces convey many more messages than we realize subconsciously, tiny messages with our eyes, our forehead, our mouth, etc. And you can't do that in animation. You simply can't. You have to stylize that, simplify it. So the face becomes a bit flat. And with a series like The Simpsons, perfect, because the design is very simple and it's very extreme.
And it's about the lines there.
It's about the lines, yeah. But in my film, I found it uncomfortable to go really close in the face. And also, I really like the idea that you don't need to animate tears coming out of an eye when someone is sad, etc. You can convey it in other ways too, in the whole body, the whole acting, the position, the light, of course, the music. So that interests me.
Well, what's interesting is what you've described as your motivation. It's avoiding the uncanny valley completely. Not only are we not going to make digital, reality, I'm going to pull away so far that it's not even an issue.
Yes. Yeah, and definitely avoiding Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
But it's also, I grew up with comic strips, Western European comic strips, and the characters are always small in there because of the page, because every drawing is small. And that works for me. I don't feel close-ups are essential. Yeah. But in live action, I would immediately contradict myself. In live action, close-ups are fantastic.
Huh. Well, Michael, good luck on February 26th.
Thank you so much.
Michael Dudok DeWitt's new movie, The Red Turtle, is up for Best Animated Feature Film at the Oscars, and it's in theaters now.